I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
It's wildfire season across the country and even across the continent, and a team of Wisconsin firefighters last week went to an adjacent state to help contain a substantial blaze. I'll tell you where they went when we return, but first.
Find Dad's Day deals that won't be beat this Father's Day at Fleet Farm. This week, take 25% off select Under Armour apparel and footwear for the family. Or get a Bighorn Greystone Pellet Grill for just $279.99. Plus, if you find a lower price, we'll match it. We have what you need for everyday life at new, lower prices. Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. A team of 10 firefighters from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources arrived in the north-central portion of Michigan's Lower Peninsula last Sunday, June 4th, to help the Michigan DNR and cooperating agencies battle a blaze called the Wilderness Trail Fire. The blaze ignited near Grayling, Michigan, about 85 miles south of the Straits of Mackinac. By Tuesday, June 6th, after burning about 2,400 acres, the fire was 100% contained. The conflagration began thanks to an out-of-control campfire on private land. The 10 firefighters from Wisconsin brought three Type 4 engines with tractor-plow dozers and two Type 6 engines to assist with fighting the blaze. The resources were made available by the Great Lakes Forest Fire Compact Agreement. That compact is comprised of the states of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, as well as the Canadian provinces of Ontario and Manitoba. The Michigan DNR said, quote, "We're grateful for the help from our Wisconsin neighbors."
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News.
Read more at OutdoorNews.com.